Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson.
It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will talk with Tyler Kay of Rival Showdown Wrestling about their upcoming event this Saturday night at the Indiana National Guard Armory on the south side of Bloomington. Terry Morin reportedly turns down the Tennessee head coaching job. Sarah Scalia wins the three-point contest in Phoenix and plays in the college all-star game with Mackenzie Holmes. Purdue is in the men's national championship game. The nation's best high school players come to Brownsburg big national tournament, and South Carolina completes the perfect season. We'll have our high school scoreboard update and look ahead to the week in IU athletics, so let's talk sports. And we will start with a report that came out Sunday afternoon that Terry Morin has reportedly turned down the job for the University of Tennessee. This was first reported by women's college basketball writer Mitchell Northam. Tennessee has hired Kim Caldwell, who coached at Marshall University and led them to the NCAA tournament, according to reports. Morin has led IU basketball through the best era, 6 NCAA tournament appearances, 3 Sweet 16s, including this year, Elite 8 appearance, along with 9 consecutive 20-win seasons. She also guided the team to their first regular season Big Ten title in 40 years in 2023. She became the all-time winningest coach in January of 23 at IU with 189 wins and picked up her 200th win against Tennessee Tech last year in the NCAA first round. She is 226-99 in her 10 years at IU. The Tennessee Lady Vols have won 8 NCAA championships, all under former head coach Pat Summitt, and were runner-up 5 more times. They have parted ways with head coach Kelly Harper this year after Harper could not get the Lady Vols past the Sweet 16, so Terry Morin here to stay as IU women's basketball coach. Sarah Scalia is the queen of three-point shooting as she won the Haynes Women's Three-Point Championship at Global Credit Union Arena on the campus of Grand Canyon University in Phoenix on Thursday night as part of the College Three-Point and Slam Dunk Championships that are held at the Final Four every year, and now it's 35th year. Scalia hit a combined 56 made three-pointers, including a high of 21 in the opening round, advanced to the finals with 17, and won against Missouri's Haley Frank by 19-18. She's the second Hoosier in program history to win the competition, as Alani Sinclair won it all in 2013. She then faced Nebraska's Keisei Tominaga in the Battle of the Champions and fell 20-16. Scalia and Mackenzie Holmes were also named WBCA Honorable Mention All-Americans, and they also played in the College All-Star Game on Saturday afternoon on different teams at the Women's Final Four. So congratulations to Sarah Scalia and Mackenzie Holmes on all their accomplishments this week for IU women's basketball. The Purdue Boilermakers are headed to the national championship game tonight in Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium against the top-seed Connecticut Huskies. They beat North Carolina State 63-50 Saturday night in the national semifinals. Zach Edey, 20 points, 12 rebounds. Lance Jones, 14 points. Fletcher Lawyer, 11 points. It is the second national championship game appearance for Purdue. They lost in 1969. They also made the Final Four in 1980. Connecticut are looking for back-to-back national titles for the first time since Florida did it in 2006 and 2007. That game tonight on TBS. So congratulations to Purdue basketball on making the national championship game. The top high school teams from around the country were in Brownsburg, Indiana, from Thursday to Saturday, compete in the Chipotle Nationals High School Basketball Tournament that was put on by ESPN and Paragon Marketing Group out of Chicago. The tournament featured 6 girls teams and 8 boys teams from all around the country, including Washington, D.C., and Montverde Academy took home both titles. The Eagles won the girls' title 61-53 over IMG Academy, and then the boys completed a perfect season 79-63 over Paul VI from Chantilly, Virginia. Montverde Academy featured former IU commit Liam McNeely as Montverde for the second time ever sweeps the boys' and girls' titles. They did it the first time in 2022. South Carolina women's basketball has completed a perfect season 38-0 after beating Iowa 87-75 in the national championship game at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio on Sunday afternoon. The Gamecocks got 15 points and 17 rebounds from Camilla Cardoso, 11 points and 10 rebounds from Chloe Kitts, and 14 points from Tahina Pau-Pau. Also, Tessa Johnson, a freshman, 19 points off the bench. Caitlin Clark ends her career with 30 points. Sydney Falter with 12, Hannah Stolke with 11, and Kate Martin with 16 as Iowa finishes 34-5 on the year. High school sports time. Let's check the local high school scoreboard. In softball, Edgewood 13-2 over Bloomington North in 5 innings. Bloomington South 5-1 over Owen Valley. Edgewood 17-0 in 5 innings over Eastern Green. Bloomington South 8-4 over North Knox. Columbus East 10-1 over Bloomington North. Bloomington South and Columbus East split a doubleheader. Bloomington South wins game 1 10-1. Columbus East wins game 2 7-4. Bloomington North 5-3 over Shackamack. Edgewood 2-1 over Bloomington South. Jennings County 20-0 over Bloomington North. Terre Haute South 1-0 over Edgewood. Bloomington South 6-0 over Shackamack. Hamilton Southeastern 2-1 over Edgewood. Lagodi 5-4 over Bloomington North. Beech Grove 8-5 over Edgewood. Bloomington North 16-2 over Paoli. And Edgewood 5-3 over Paris, Illinois. In baseball, Edgewood 8-1 over Platteville, Wisconsin. New Prairie 11-1 over Bloomington South. Edgewood 10-2 over Norwell. Bloomington South 14-2 in 5 innings over Greenwood. Bloomington North 3-0 over Northview. New Prairie 5-4 over Edgewood. Bloomington South 10-9 in 9 innings over Evansville Central. Bloomington North 8-5 over Shackamack. Warsaw 5-2 over Edgewood. Bloomington South takes down Lebanon in a doubleheader 7-3 and 4-0. Lawrence North sweeps Bloomington North in the doubleheader 5-1 and 2-1. In girls track and field, Bloomington South 75-43 over Edgewood. Bloomington North wins a three-way meet 82, Edgewood 73, Owen Valley 11.5. Bloomington South 101-27 over Columbus East. Edgewood wins the Cordon Central Stargazer Invitational with a score of 139.5 points. Bloomington North second with 95 points. Bloomington South fourth with 85 at the Columbus North Invitational. Boys track and field, Bloomington South 99, Edgewood 19. Bloomington North beats Edgewood and Owen Valley at 114. Mustangs with 35, Owen Valley with 14. Bloomington South 127-5 over Columbus East. Edgewood fourth at the Cordon Central Stargazer Invitational with 62 points. Bloomington North wins the Columbus North Invitational with a score of 154.50. And Bloomington South finishes third with a score of 108.5. Girls tennis, Edgewood beats Bloomfield 5-0. Boys golf, Bloomington South wins the Seymour Invitational with a score of 307. Edgewood finishes 10th at the Northview Invitational with a score of 365. That is a look at our high school scoreboard. When we come back, we will talk with Tyler Kay from Rival Showdown Pro Wrestling. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Hi, this is head coach Eric Anderson of the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. Hi, this is head coach Eric Anderson of the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. Time to welcome in my guest. He is the promoter for Rival Pro Showdown Wrestling coming to the Indiana National Guard Armory on Saturday, April 13th on the south side of Bloomington. Tyler Kay is my guest. Tyler, it is a pleasure to have you. Thanks for taking the time to join me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here.
Of course, the big Rival Showdown Wrestling on April 13th at the Indiana National Guard Armory. I'm sure that you all are very excited to bring pro wrestling back to the city of Bloomington.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've been looking forward to for a while here. It's always one of the highlights of my life, Bill, do it. So, yeah.
So, how long have you been involved and what made you get into wrestling?
Well, I guess it's a two-part question here. So what made me get into wrestling? I mean, just like most people, you know, I grew up, you know, as a kid, my grandfather, he was into it. And my great grandmother, she was into it as well. And, you know, he always kind of watched it. And, you know, I was always there with him watching it. And the next thing you know, I'm a fan. That's, I think, how it starts for a lot of people. In terms of how I got started, you know, promoting any hobby or interest I get into, it's never enough for me just to enjoy the hobby. I always want to like be involved in like the creative part of it, you know, promoting or, you know, any other hobby I have. I always like, you know, being the person to create the content or whatever it may be. It's just my personality type, I guess.
Well, of course you have help. You have Matthew Mounts, who I've had on the show before. You guys had your last show, Renee Lucas. Just talk about how you all three kind of got together in terms of promoting and kind of the relationship, because I'm sure putting on one of these shows takes a lot of work.
It's a lot of work and a lot of stress, as you can imagine. So with me and Matt was, you know, similar story to me, how he grew up on wrestling. And he was actually involved with Infinity Pro here in Bloomington a number of years ago, which predates us. And, you know, he was affiliated with them. He did, like, commentary and help promoting. You name it, you know, he did it. And then when Infinity shut down, Matt was always wanting to get back into it. And I'm just like, man, let's just do it, like you and me. Like, we can make this happen. Then we started doing it. And then, you know, here, you know, I'm friends with Matt, friends with Renee, and Renee, she knew what wrestling was, but she didn't really grow up on it. I mean, she had like a brother that was into it. You know, I'm sure she had friends, but she wasn't like, you know, much of a fan per se at the time. And then, you know, I started talking to her about, you know, what it was that Matt and I were doing. And, you know, she thought that was pretty cool. And, you know, she, you know, always enjoyed the marketing aspect of things and all that. So I was like, well, I was like, you want to meet my buddy, Matt, you know, since, you know, you're friends with me and I'm friends with him. See what we can do. So we met and everybody hit it off and, you know, the rest was history. To answer your other question, which I start rambling, I forgot to answer. I got into this like around, I guess it's been 2018, I think 2017.
You guys have been obviously doing a great job. And how many shows is this? How many shows have you guys done with Rival Showdown?
Well, we had one that we had to cancel, of course, because of COVID. I think this is like maybe five, I think. I don't have to think about it.
So talk about the upcoming card. Who's involved? What are the matches? Are there any big matches? Are there hardcore matches? Because in wrestling, of course, you name it, it happens.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're familiar with it. The things we're most excited about was we're kind of doing two things to this show that are kind of unique for us. We have a ladder match, which I'm sure you're familiar with the ladder match, but for anybody that isn't, typically there's a title, you know, suspended from the ceiling. And the talent are trying to be the one that can climb the ladder, grab the belt. Easier said than done. You know, whenever you got multiple guys in there, all won the same prize, makes it a little difficult to get up there sometimes. So that's going to be, I think that's going to be an exciting match for us. Also, you know, we're unveiling the title for that match. It'll be our Omni title, the one they're fighting for in that. And then the other part of our show is we're doing a tournament. We're calling it the Shipley Cup Tournament, which is to honor Josh Shipley. who was one of the guys that helped us regularly. Just an all-around great guy to be with. I'd known Josh for many years before wrestling, and you know, he wanted to get involved. We'll tell that whole story at the show about how we all met and everything. You know, Josh, you know, unfortunately passed away over COVID, so we wanted to do something in his honor. And things were just hectic last time around, so we wanted to push it to this time. There'll be a cup winner. We have a trophy we're going to bring out. And then also the heavyweight championship belt. So that's going to be the top prize of the night.
Who are some of these wrestlers that are competing? Are they familiar around here or kind of regional wrestlers? I mean, who are some of the people that are going to be here at the show?
I mean, we got guys coming from everywhere. I mean, like in the past, I mean, we've had guys come as far as Mexico, out west, or, you know, down south, you name it. Some of the guys that some people may be familiar with, Jack Vaughn. If anybody that follows wrestling right now on social media knows who Jack Vaughn is, he calls himself the viral sensation for a reason. The guy has a pretty big following, he's on TikTok and, you know, Facebook. And it always makes me smile whenever people who know that I like wrestling send me wrestling clips of stuff that they see. Because whenever like a friend of mine who does not watch wrestling, doesn't care about wrestling, sends me a wrestling clip, and I'm like, oh, I know that guy. It's like, man, if he's over, you know, if this guy knows who he is and this guy's seen him, he don't follow wrestling, this guy's doing something right if he's getting his, you know, his self out there that far.
You talked about the guys coming from Mexico. Of course, Lucha Libre is one of the most popular forms of wrestling. Those are the guys with the mask. Of course, I've grown up on it. One of my favorites all time is Rey Mysterio. I mean, he is the absolute king to me of Lucha Libre. Those guys do things that you're like, how on earth can they pull this stuff off?
Watching some of those clips of like Vikingo, for example, or Rey Fénix, like some of the stuff those guys are doing, makes you kind of nervous to even watch it. Like, some of that stuff, you know, I mean, a lot of what they do in wrestling is pretty dangerous, but man, some of those moves those guys are doing, whew, wouldn't catch me doing it, that's for sure. I'd rather just be the promoter.
Yeah, Rey Fénix is definitely one of those guys that is another one that is amazing. Who are your favorites growing? Who were your favorites growing up? And after that question, of course, when we take a break, I'll ask you, who are your favorites now?
Growing up, I think a lot of kids, you know, my age, I mean, I'm almost 37, grew up watching it in the late 90s. A lot of kids are going to have the same answer as me. I mean, I love Sting. I think a lot of kids did. You know, Stone Cold, of course. You know, who didn't like The Undertaker? Those kind of guys. I mean, you know, that was the hotness then. And some of the biggest stars, you know, the sports ever had.
I definitely agree with those guys. I mean, I'm a little older. I'm 45. So for me growing up, it was obviously Hulk Hogan.
Hogan was
the ultimate warrior. And of course, how can you forget the Nature Boy, Ric Flair?
Oh, yeah. How can we forget Nature Boy?
I mean, styling, profiling, the best there is, the dirtiest player in the game. Gotta love Ric Flair. So we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, more with Tyler Kay. After this, is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
I'm injury attorney Matt Lloyd. With an injury claim, don't leave cash on the table by not realizing all the Indiana laws that can help you. The insurance company won't tell you about them, but call me for a free consultation to learn all the important steps to get the best settlement. Call or text 812-333-MATT or go online to myinjurycase.com. Let's join forces and fight for a settlement that makes sense for you. 812-333-MATT.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
This is Indiana University Senior Associate Athletic Director Jeremy Gray, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, Tyler Kay, promoter, Rival Showdown Wrestling, coming to the National Guard Armory Saturday, April 13th. Of course, Tyler, we were going back in time talking about all the wrestlers as we knew growing up, Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior, Sting, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Of course, there's a few we haven't mentioned yet. The Rock, John Cena, Kane, you name it, Chris Jericho. I mean, some of these guys have been around forever.
Yeah, and you know, The Rock, you just mentioned The Rock. He's going to be wrestling this weekend, WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, WrestleMania is definitely around the corner. Of course, you've got the WWE, you've got All Elite Wrestling, you got Impact Wrestling. Of course, they've got so many guys and ladies going back and forth. Who are some of the guys now, the up-and-comers that you like?
In terms of up-and-comers,
I can tell you that I love the guys right now. I mean, obviously, I think the Street Profits, tag team-wise, are good. I'm not a big fan of him, but MJF is just freaking great on the mic. I mean, you gotta love him. I'm not a big fan of him, but boy, he plays the villain role perfectly.
To narrow it down, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, local guys here to narrow it down because there's, you know, there's so many great talents out there. You know, last show we had Storm Grayson out of Chicago. That guy's great. I think he's very good at what he does, and he's one I would definitely keep my eye on.
You think he's going to make one of the big promotions here soon?
I mean, he's been on, you know, AEW before, but like, you know, he's still in just doing the Chicago shows right now. But, you know, I think give him some time. We'll see what happens.
What about a guy like Darby Allin? You know, you mentioned Sting and how you like Sting. Of course, Sting's worked with Darby Allin. I mean, he's another one that I think is probably the younger version of Sting to a point.
Yeah, Darby's cool. I've always really enjoyed, you know, Darby's work. First time I ever saw him wrestle was actually up close around Chicago, and I about got some Darby right into me. I was told to move, and I didn't hear it. And next thing I know, here comes Darby coming at me in my chair, and I had to jump out of the way. But yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah, you don't want a coffin drop on you from Darby Allin or the skateboard, that's for sure.
He's hard on himself.
Yes, he's very hard. How do you guys handle that? I mean, because a lot of people, of course, talk about, well, it's all scripted, it's not real. But these guys and ladies put their bodies on the line every night. So how do you kind of deal with the naysayers that say, well, this, you know, oh, they just, it's all scripted. Let's face it, injuries happen.
Oh, people have no idea. If people have this big misconception. They're like, I mean, even when, you know, when I was younger, I always thought, oh, you know, they probably have like, you know, springs or a trampoline underneath that mat. No, it's not. I mean, if you put together a ring, you know what those rings are made out of, and they're hard. I mean, they are very hard. And, you know, if you or I, if we're out there getting, you know, taking moves, we're not waking up the next morning without, you know, it's not going to be a good day. It hurts. I mean, it hurts real bad. And I don't think people realize that. The injury thing, it seems to be a plague with some guys now because it's just hard.
What's the craziest thing you've seen in person when either promoting or watching wrestling in person? What is the craziest thing that you've seen at your shows?
Oh, at our shows, Arrow Boy, the luchador, the one that he came from Mexico, he does like deathmatch lucha stuff. He didn't do a deathmatch for us. Arrow Boy's great. I really like that guy. He's very talented. Him doing that dive from the top rope into the crowd, you know, that one makes you a little nervous as the promoter whenever someone's jumping into fans like that. Luckily, the guy's, you know, he's professional, and you know, and it was okay. Yeah, like I said, that kind of stuff wouldn't catch me doing it.
You gotta have no fear to do a lot of the stuff that they do. It's coming up here sooner than later. Where can people get tickets? How much are tickets? And how many people is the National Guard Armory expected to hold capacity-wise?
Capacity-wise, I think, off the top of my head, I think it's like around 500-ish. But you guys track some of that because of the ring and all that set up. You can always buy tickets at the door. I mean, we do cash only, typically. General admission, $20. Front row, $30. But the best deal is you can get a 4-pack of general admission for $60. So essentially buy 3, get 1 free. And that seems to be one of our most popular ticket choices is the 4-pack for $60. You can also get them on Eventbrite or through our Facebook. I post a ticket link everywhere on any of our social media pages.
If you were in charge of like WrestleMania, one of these pay-per-views, what would be your just dream match to see?
If we're talking guys of any era?
Yeah.
Is it any era? So not like
any
current
era,
guys.
Any era, era. Yeah. Any era.
Prime Shawn Michaels and prime AJ Styles. Hands down. I think that match would tear down the house.
I agree. I think those two mirror each other. Absolutely.
I mean, those are two of my favorites of all time. I mean, not going to lie. So go figure. But no gimmicks, no weird stipulation, just a match.
Now, of course, we've talked about the guys. Now, the ladies, are there a few ladies matches in this show?
Yeah, we do. We always have a ladies match. Always looking forward to doing those. So one of the girls we had, we were actually really looking forward to having Sawyer Wreck. Unfortunately, we just found out within the last day or two that she is injured, just had to have surgery. So we just got a replacement. Her name's Rachel. I cannot remember her last name. My bad. We literally just got her, finalized that match. But Maggie, the other girl, I think they're going to put on quite the show.
So I've asked you about your favorite male wrestlers. Who are your favorite female wrestlers of all time? And I'm sure the list is long like mine.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Asuka's definitely up there, I would say. You know, Asuka, which she's, obviously still a current talent. You know, Charlotte Flair's great. Bailey, I mean, there's a lot of great, especially right now, with the whole, I don't know what you would call it, but the anti-divas, era we've kind of moved into, where they actually started getting, girls with actual athletic ability, which has been great for the sport.
Not to mention Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair,
Britt
Baker. I mean,
how could you forget Britt Baker? I mean,
It is amazing, that's for sure. So we've got a minute left. Of course, April 13th, what time do doors open and what time does the show get underway? And how long does the show typically last?
Doors are 6 o'clock, showtime at 7. 7 to 10-ish, give or take. Usually try to run a tight ship. I always make sure to tell everybody if it's relevant to them. As long as you're 21, have an ID, we'll have beer, we'll have concessions. Pizza X. Go have pizzas for us. So be a good time.
Well, looking forward to it. And Tyler, I thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on your success.
Man.
Best of luck to you. And we will definitely do this again soon. And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Good. Yeah, thanks again, Nick.
My thanks to Tyler K for being my guest this week. And IU Sports tomorrow, baseball hosts Ball State 6 o'clock on BTN+. Wednesday, men's tennis hosts Butler at 2. Thursday, track and field at the Brian Clay Invitational in Azusa, California. Friday, track and field at the Brian Clay Invitational and the Tom Jones Memorial in Gainesville, Florida. Women's tennis at Illinois, 4 o'clock. Men's tennis hosts Nebraska, 4 o'clock. Softball hosts Minnesota, 6 o'clock on Big Ten Network. Baseball hosts Penn State, 6 o'clock on Big Ten Network Plus. Men's soccer hosts IUPUI in a spring game at 7:30. Saturday, field hockey at Northwestern. Track and field at the Brian Clay Invitational and the Tom Jones Memorial. Women's golf at the Lady Buckeye Invitational in Columbus, Ohio. Volleyball hosts IUPUI at 11 a.m. Baseball hosts Penn State at 2 o'clock on BTN+. Softball hosts Minnesota at 2 o'clock on BTN+. Women's water polo at San Jose State at 4 o'clock. Field hockey at Northwestern on Sunday. Women's golf at the Lady Buckeye Invitational in Columbus, Ohio. Men's tennis hosts Wisconsin at noon. Softball hosts Minnesota at noon. Women's tennis at Northwestern, 1 o'clock. Baseball hosts Penn State, 1 o'clock on BTN+. And women's water polo at Stanford at 2 o'clock. Thank you for joining us this evening. Thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and Monday nights right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.